And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 28th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of Nancy Mitford, 1904, London. Came from an aristocratic family, but that didn't stop her from satirizing her own class. She wrote to a friend, "If one can't be happy, one must be amused. Don't you agree?" It's the birthday of the writer and physicist Alan Lightman, Memphis, 1948. His first novel, Einstein's Dreams, made up of 30 dreams that Lightman imagined Albert Einstein might have had during the months of 1905 when he was working on his theory of special relativity. It's the birthday of the poet William Blake, London, 1757. He was little known in his own lifetime, regarded as a lunatic by most people who knew him, died in poverty at the age of 69. In 30 years, he had sold fewer than 20 copies of his Songs of Innocence and of Experience. But 3 years after he died, he was mentioned in a popular 6-volume encyclopedia of British artists. And then one of his admirers, Alexander Gilchrist, set out to write his biography. It was published in 1863. Blake had died in 1827. Life of William Blake, and it was hugely popular. And for the first time, thanks to a biography, William Blake was considered a major English poet. Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth, entitled An Apology for Using the Word Heart in Too Many Poems. What does it mean? Lord knows, least of all I. Faced with it, schoolboys are shy, and grown-ups speak it at moments of excess, which later seem more or less unfeasible. It is equivocal, sentimental, debatable, really a sort of lentil, neither pea nor bean. Sometimes it's a muscle, sometimes courage, or at least hustle, sometimes a core or center, but mostly it's a sound that slushily fits the meters of popular songwriters without meaning anything. It is stout, leonine, chicken, great, hot, warm, cold, broken, whole, tender, bold, stony, soft, green, blue, red, white, faint, true, heavy, light, open, down, shallow, etc. No wonder our superiors thunder against it, and yet, in spite of a million abuses, the word survives. Its uses are such that it remains virtually indispensable and, I think, defensible. The Freudian terminology is awkward or worse and suggests so many perverse ideologies that it is useless. But heart covers the whole business. Lovers to monks, that is, the capacity to love in the fullest sense. Not even the dullest reader misapprehends it, although locating it is a matter awaiting someone more ingenious than I. But given this definition, driven though it is out of a poet's necessity, isn't the word needed at present as much as ever if it is well written and said with the heart and the head? A poem by Hayden Carruth, An Apology for Using the Word Heart in Too Many Poems, from his collected shorter poems published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.